It's Friday. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville, and thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Here's your sports. This A&M versus Oklahoma game figures to be a battle of two pretty good offenses. Just the national stats prove that out. Oklahoma, led by Landry Jones, is the number two total offense team in the country and number two in passing offense. Texas A&M, led by Ryan Tannehill, is number seven passing and number seven total offense in the land. A&M defensive coordinator Tim DeRuiter talks about what makes Landry and the Oklahoma offense so good.
He's got a quick release. He understands defenses. He's a very good athlete with a very strong arm. And the other thing that makes him really good, he's got great weapons around him. You know, a receiver like Broyles, who's, you know, got 1,000 yards receiving, close to 100 catches, I think. I'm not sure where he's at now. But tremendous, you know, athlete there. Kenny Steeles is really a good football player. So you can't just double up on him. When they get their running game going and their tempo going, you know, similar to what Oklahoma State does, it puts a lot of stress on a defense, and he can make all the throws. So he's a tremendous talent, and, you know, tremendous challenge for us to defend.
Landry is the number two total offense quarterback behind Houston's Case Keenum. Landry produces 389 yards a game. It'll be a real challenge for an Aggie defense that ranks 90th in the country total defense and dead last 120th in pass defense. The kickoff a little after 2:30 tomorrow from Norman. We'll have the game for you right here on 1620 with the pregame starting at 1:30. Also in the Big 12 tomorrow, Texas Tech is at Texas. That'll be an 11 a.m. game on FX. Kansas is at Iowa State on Fox College Sports at 11:30. Missouri goes to Baylor. That's at 6 o'clock on FSN. And Kansas State at Oklahoma State, 7 o'clock tomorrow night on ABC. Of course, the big game in the country will be tomorrow night on CBS in the SEC. Number one LSU going to number two Alabama. It is the final night of the regular season for high school football in Texas, the final game period for more than half of them. But for the rest, it's on to the playoffs after this Friday, including A&M Consolidated. They're one of those who will play after tonight when they play at Belton before heading to the postseason. Coach David Raphael talks about the Belton Tigers. The Tigers are trying to get second place in district.
You know, Belton's going to come out, and I'm sure it's their last home game for their seniors. They're going to be excited to play at home. Imagine the big red machine will be all colorful and come out, like I said, full of energy against us. We're going to have to match that passion, that enthusiasm. Not always easy as a visitor, but I have a feeling that there was a lot of emotion for this game.
Consol and Belton are the biggest schools in Division 12-5A, so this game tonight is for the top seed to represent Division 1 out of the district. If Consol wins it tonight, they will open up the playoffs next Friday night against 11-5A runner-up Mesquite, and that'll be at Corsicana. Now, if Consol loses tonight, they will open next Friday against DeSoto in DeSoto. Consol lost a coin flip on that one. DeSoto won 11-5A despite losing their first game of the year last night. They lost to Longview in their regular season finale. We'll carry the game tonight here on 1620 WTAW with the pregame at 7:05. The Bryan Vikings will be going for a 500 final season record tonight when they go on the road to Temple. Coach Bob Ballard says that it's been a tough week of practice, of course, with no playoffs to look forward to.
What we're riding on pretty much right now is that you're a football player, you signed up, and this is the fun of the game, and you need to go out and enjoy playing, and let's go play really, really hard together, and let's fight for one another, and let's go throw it out there, throw our best out there, and see how it shakes out.
We'll have that game for you on 11:50 a.m. with the pregame starting at 7 o'clock. The Rutter Rangers finished their fourth season of football tonight at Merrill Green Stadium, hosting Elgin at 7:30. The Rangers have one last chance at a district win and their second win of the year. That game will be on the Zone HD. And, of course, all the games that we broadcast you can find online at BrazosFootball.com. What else is going on tonight in the Brazos Valley? Well, undefeated Brenham will host Houston Stratford. Madisonville will will bring in Fairfield. Rockdale goes to Caldwell. And Navasota, they're going for the outright district championship tonight. That'll be at Giddings. You'll hear that game on 1550 AM in Grimes County and at BrazosFootball.com. Cameron's at Troy. Hearn will host Florence. Centerville brings in Italy. And Leon will host Blooming Grove. The Franklin Lions host Bruceville Eddy. Lexington goes to Rogers. Iola is at Normandy. Somerville will be at Moody tonight. The Bremont Tigers will host Dawson. Snook is at Bartlett. Calvert goes to Buckholz. St. Joseph Eagles will finish their season hosting Texas School for the Deaf. And Brazos Christian will host Hallettsville Sacred Heart. Brazos Valley Homeschools at Waco Methodist tonight. And tomorrow, Saturday, Allen Academy will host Houston St. Carmel. Aggie basketball team last night at Reed Arena, 91-55 over Houston Baptist in their exhibition game. Assistant coach Glenn Cyprian's in charge.
We knew Elson could really shoot it. My concern for Elson is defensively, and I thought he was pretty good defensively, not great. Team wasn't great defensively, and that's where we got to hang our hat. But Elson's a good shooter. He's a coach's son. He understands how to play. And we're going to need him to hit shots because I think this year with this ball club, we're going to see a lot of zone. So he's got to be a guy, a zone buster. But I was awfully glad because he took good shots. I don't think he took any bad shots. So we were happy because of that.
He's talking about Elston Turner, who played his first game as an Aggie, scored 18 points last night. Chris Middleton led A&M with 20 points. The Aggies open the regular season next Wednesday night against Liberty at Reed Arena. Reminder that the Aggie women will play an exhibition Sunday at 2 against Oklahoma City, and we'll broadcast that game here on 1620. Consol volleyball team eliminated from the playoffs last night with a four-set loss to Garland Saxe in West. The Tigers had gone through district undefeated but finished their season at 33-12. Saxe will play the winner of tonight's match between McKinney Boyd and Brian High, which will be played at Corsicana High School at 7. And the Aggie soccer team will try to take another step towards winning a final Big 12 tournament title tonight at 8 when they meet Missouri in the Big 12 tournament semifinals at San Antonio. The winner will meet the winner of an earlier semifinal game between Oklahoma State and Texas. They'll play for the championship Sunday at 3:30. And that's your look at sports. Thank you, everybody, for logging on to WTAW.com. Have a great weekend. I'm Tom Turbeville.